The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. The World Health Organization says it is unlikely a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe, efficacious vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. As it is, the World Health Organization reports remarkable progress is being made toward this end. It notes at least 6 to 9 candidate vaccines have begun phase 3 clinical trials. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says many thousands of people participate in these carefully crafted trials. She says a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use. She says the safety of the vaccine has to be monitored at all stages of the research, making this a lengthy process.
The good news is the manufacturers are already putting bets on which one's likely to be the vaccine, and they're already working out how they can scale up production of vaccines once we know which ones are the ones we will roll out. But in terms of realistic timelines, we're really not expecting to see widespread vaccination until the middle of next year.
Harris tells VOA that WHO does not tell governments when a vaccine should be made available for emergency or general use. She says that is a decision for countries to make for themselves. However, she cautions against raising false hopes about the prospect of an imminent vaccine that will vanquish the pandemic.
What we've been saying over and over is nobody should be sitting there waiting for the magic bullet, thinking that the vaccine is going to solve all this or that there'll be a wonder drug. What we have to do now is do the things we know suppress this virus. And those are the basics, the hand washing, the social distancing that we're doing, the mask wearing.
She says WHO believes all nations must work together in the search for a vaccine. She says sharing and comparing data is important and will result in a vaccine that protects everybody. Harris calls this a global public good. She says a vaccine not only is essential, but must be provided in all parts of the world, adding that unless everybody is protected, nobody is protected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from The Voice of America.